I promise we're only going to take 2 minutes of your time here on Simon Says with Simon Litherwood, president of Asia Now Consulting Group, ACG, acgrowthdelivered.com. In this envelope, we have the 2 minutes of value, free consultancy you're going to get from Simon right now. That's why he's grinning so much, because it's only 2 minutes. How do you find new markets for your products and services? Simon, your 2 minutes starts now.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a really good topic for us to be talking about now, because you're going to see a lot of shift in the relative level of attractiveness in markets in the near term. Because what happens when you have a recession is that some markets are more vulnerable to recession than others inherently, and some sectors within those markets. If you're concerned about sustaining growth, you've got to do two things. You've got to manage the downside in those markets where you're going to see a diminution of demand. And ideally, if you think ahead, you should look for markets that aren't going to be affected in relative terms by the global downturn. In fact, we talked a minute ago about Indonesia. Indonesia is a market which is relatively unplugged into the global economy, like Malaysia, and all of a sudden that becomes advantageous.
It used to be a bad thing.
Yes,
right?
It used to be a bad thing. I mean, in fact, I can remember Condoleezza Rice flying around Southeast Asia saying, "You've all got to plug into the global market, you know, get with the game." You know, well, that looks like pretty bad advice in retrospect, you know, because countries that are seriously exposed to the global market are going to participate in the recession along with everybody else.
Yeah,
right?
But hang on a minute. During the good times, she was right. I mean, I don't defend Condoleezza Rice very often, partly because she rarely comes up in conversation. But, I mean, she has a point. That
they named an oil tanker after it. Did you know that?
Did you know it's a recipe for something?
There's a Chevron oil tanker called Condoleezza Rice.
No, I don't.
I'm sure you do.
But the point is that you have to be plugged into the global economy. It's just that during the downturn, that strong advantage.
Well, you know, I think we could talk profitably at another time on whether or not you do have to be plugged into the global economy. I mean,
you don't think so?
Do you? Well, leaving that aside,
this is about new markets.
The question is about new markets. Yeah. So normally, new markets, you're in Asia, because we're in Asia. Asia, you're spoilt for choice. You know, if you're coming here for the first time, which is unlikely, or if you're already here, you're always making new choices about where you put your money, and it's a zero-sum game. You've got a certain amount of money to invest. How do you make choices? You make choices based on attractiveness and something about risk, how likely you are to come off the rails. Yeah, that dynamic has changed. You should now be understanding how it's changed. If you took The Economist, for example, says China, India, Indonesia are the three, the troika, as we're calling them, of countries that you should be looking at because they have relatively high rates of sustainable growth. They're not completely dependent on the global economy, and they have relatively low levels of risk.
You know? Okay.
Does that help?
The oven time has gone off. I think the Condoleezza Rice is ready. Thank you very much, Simon. You've got to go to his website.
Condoleezza Rice is ready.
Yeah, we're only getting 2 minutes of his time, you see. So,
yeah.
You know, you're not that expensive, right?
No. I think for you, I'm a bargain, Mark.
No, but people watching this and going to your website. Maybe you'll cut them some slack if they say that they've watched this program.
We're interested in helping business grow. That's our first objective. We'll talk about the money later.